Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put something odd in, a story, a joke, or maybe a recording that's not so commercial. And I call those oddball things wombats. So that's my show, Wombats and Music. I'm going to start right off with something from the Eagles. The Eagles were the most popular group, or one of the most popular groups in the 70s. They had 6 number one albums, and they just did a tremendous job. This particular song is called Seven Bridges Road, and it was written by another man, and he was inspired by a road in Montgomery, Alabama. And it had 7 bridges, and he wrote this song. And this is the one, the Eagles version of it, which became a big hit.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees, down the Seven Bridges Road. Now I Seven Bridges Road. There are stars in the southern sky, and if ever you decide you should go, a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the Seven Bridges Road.
That was the Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles from 1980. Well, next up is a gospel tune. This is the Statler Brothers. The Statler Brothers are probably best known for their country music. However, they've done a lot of gospel, and their roots were deep in gospel. And they said what they did was they took gospel harmonies and put them to country music. Well, now we're going back to their roots. This is Amazing Grace, sung by the Statler Brothers. And one of the things I always loved about them was they always have a really deep bass. The original bass was Harold Reed. And you can hear him very clearly on this recording of Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
That was Amazing Grace by the Statler Brothers. Next up is Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper, I often mention that songs are among my all-time favorites, and some are in the top 10. This one's definitely in the top 10. I don't know why it haunts me so much. I don't really understand exactly what's going on in the song. It's enigmatic. It's almost mystical, but it somehow speaks to my condition. And Cyndi Lauper is just a brilliant artist and does a beautiful job with this. And among other attributes I've read about, she has a 4-octave range, which is... few people have that. I think Elvis had close to that range, but it's rare. I think I have around a 2-octave range, and that's reasonably broad. So here's a 4-octave range. Anyway, it's the quality of her voice and the arrangement of this song that speak to me. And so here is Time After Time from 1984, Cyndi Lauper's first number one hit.
Second-hand unwind.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be
watching through windows. You're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from deep inside. The drum beats out of time.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time.
Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. Next up is Chris Williamson, C-R-I-S, Chris Williamson. She's a feminist singer-songwriter who was very popular in the 70s and 80s. I saw her live a number of times, and I saw her perform this coming song, Waterfall. It's one of my favorites, as is everything I play almost. It takes a while to get, it's sort of interesting. It has a long introduction, various parts, and eventually gets into the chorus, which is about waterfalls spilling up and spilling over. And I saw her live once at a festival in Westchester County, New York, north of New York City, the Clearwater Festival. And they held that on a for a while on a pier that stuck out into the river north of the Tappan Zee Bridge. And it was great. It was outdoors, beautiful weather. It was late summer, as I recall. And Chris Williamson was on the big stage, and there were probably 500 to 1,000 people out on the ground in front of her, mostly no chairs, mostly just on the ground. And she had on the stage with her a sign language person translating her song. And it was just a great show, and I loved this song. Anyway, when they got to the chorus, Spilling Up and Spilling Over, which comes up several times, the person doing the sign language had a particular rhythm to their signing for that part, and it was just beautiful. And many of us in the audience began to mimic her, to do with our hands what she was doing. And it gave us a great sense of participating in the song and unifying with it. Anyway, the person doing the sign language became self-conscious and felt she was taking away from Chris Williamson's performance and didn't want to do that. So she stopped signing in that particular way. She stopped doing it in a rhythmic way, and which I thought was a shame. Anyway, it's one of my stronger memories, and I have associated with this song. But this song, once I hear it, it sticks in my mind for hours. So here you are with Waterfall by Chris Williamson.
Sometimes it takes a rainy day just to let you know everything's gonna be all right. Sometimes it takes a rainy day
That was Waterfall by Chris Williamson. Next up is Crystal Gayle, Loretta Lynn's younger sister, singing We Must Believe in Magic. This was from her most popular album, and the song that was most popular on it was Don't It Make Your Brown Eyes Blue. But my favorite on the album was this one, We Must Believe in Magic. And it just has a wonderfully whimsical, magical feel. And I agree. I don't believe in magic, the woo-woo stuff, you know, where you make things happen telepathically and stuff like that. But to be alive, to be conscious, to be aware, what could be more magical than that? That anything exists at all in this universe, that's magic. And I couldn't ask for more. Well, I could ask for more, but it's enough. And so I think this song catches that. And the things like, we're all bound for Alpha Centauri. Nothing can turn us around. Sort of awareness of where we are in space. I always end the show by inviting us to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. And I think this song does that. Another line from a song that I like is, we're adrift, cast adrift in eternity. And again, I think this song catches that.
Of Alpha Centauri, we must be out of our minds. Still, we are shipmates bound for tomorrow, and everyone here's flying blind. Oh, we must believe in magic, we must believe in the guiding hand. If you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. Mad is the crew bound for Alpha Centauri, dreamers and poets and clowns. Bold is the ship bound for Alpha Centauri, nothing can turn it around. Oh, we must believe in magic, we must believe in the guiding hand. If you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. La 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 la.
That was Crystal Gayle singing We Must Believe in Magic. And next up is magic again. This is Sunrise Sunset from The Fiddler on the Roof. And I happen to be in, I'm leading a singing group at the moment, doing a community singing workshop at the College of Older Adults. And we sang this song yesterday, and I hadn't really connected with the words before, and I just thought they were beautiful. So I went on the web and I spent, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes trying to find what I thought was a really good recording of this song. And the best I could find was the one from the movie Fiddler on the Roof by the cast. And I want to read you the words. The song is often sung at weddings. It was in the movie It's in a Wedding, and it's a Jewish wedding. And the people are all standing around, and as each voice comes in the song, you see the person who's thinking it, the mother or the father or the aunt. And so it goes back and forth from male to female voices. But mainly it's the words. This is what the song says. Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday? When they were small. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season follows another, laden with happiness and tears. What words of wisdom can I give them? How can I help to ease their way? Now they must learn from one another, day by day. They look so natural together, just like two newlyweds should be. Is there a canopy in store for me? Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years, one season following another, laden with happiness and tears.
Is this the little girl I carry? Is this the little boy at play?
I don't remember growing older. When did
she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall?
Wasn't it yesterday when they were small?
Sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze.
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following.
What words of wisdom can I give them? How can I help to ease their way?
Now they must learn from one another day by day.
They look so natural together,
just like two newlyweds should be.
Is there a canopy in store for me?
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise.
That was Sunrise, Sunset by the cast of Fiddler on the Roof. Next song is Backside of 30 by John Connolly. This, like the previous song, remarks about the sweep of time and how things change. His story, and it's a sad story, is one, he says, when he was 30, he was happily married and had a son. And a few years later, it was all gone. I lived that story. When I was 30, I was happily married and had a son. And by the time I was 40, I was living alone in an apartment. And so I identify strongly with this song. And I moved on. And I am sure that John Connolly certainly moved on. But his voice has this poignant quality that sucks me in. And I feel like I'm there. This was his second number one country hit. He had, I think, 7 altogether. He's been a very popular artist. And so this is Backside of 30 by John Connolly.
Here's a song about being on the backside of it. Making money at 30 with a wife and a son. Then a short 5 years later, it all comes undone. She's gone back to mama with the boy by her side. Now I'm wine drunk and running with them all on my mind. I'm on the backside of 30 and back on my own, an empty of life, I hope. On the backside of 30, the short side of time, back on the bottom with no will to climb. Guitar man, it's dawn Monday morning and I just called in sick. I skipped work last Friday to drink this month's rent. And when my friends ask me, Lord, I tell them I'm fine. But my eyes tell a story that my lies can't hide. I'm on the backside of 30 and back on my home. An empty apartment don't feel like a home. On the backside of 30, the short side of time, back on the bottom with no will to climb. Now what we just did of the song, two verses, two choruses, is what you're used to hearing from the original recording. But when I wrote that song back in 1976, I wrote three verses to it. We didn't put the third one on the record, on the single, because we were afraid it might make it too long, you know, or something. And so you've probably never heard this verse. But here tonight at Billy Bob's, we are going to correct that for you. We are going to do the third verse to the back side of 30. We knew we had problems with no chance to win. Pretended we'd make it till she had the kid. And he made life better for 2 years or more. But now weekends between us will be his reward. I'm on the backside of 30 and back on my home. An empty apartment don't feel like a home. On the backside of 30, the short side of time, back on the bottom with no will to climb.
That was The Backside of 30 by John Conley. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7. You can also pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. So you can pick up this show anywhere in the world if you can figure out the times. So that's it. Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. And moving right along, the next song is Looking Toward Heaven by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. Doc Watson was a local hero, I guess is the best term. He's from Deep Gap, North Carolina, not too far from Boone. Boone's a little over an hour from here. I used to go up there for fiddle lessons up that way. And I love this kind of music. This is just Doc Watson and the two voices doing harmony. I think there may be a third voice in there, but the main ones are Doc Watson's and Clarence Ashley. And the first time I heard this song, I was enthralled. I learned it. I got people to sing it with me. But I never could capture the kind of, I don't know what to call it, ambience, energy, whatever, that Doc and Clarence Ashley get. So here we are with Looking Toward Heaven.
The angels asked why they stood gazing toward heaven when Jesus was going away. They said he is coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming in glory some wonderful day. And now we are looking toward heaven. Yes, watching and waiting, and watching and waiting to hear the glad words he will say, some wonderful morning, wonderful morning.
on the clouds of great glory, of great glory, heavenly glory. He's coming, he's coming some wonderful day.
No wonder the angels spoke to the disciples. Their hearts were so filled with dismay. What comfort it gave them, what blessed assurance. He's coming in glory someday. And now we are looking towards heaven. Yes, watching and waiting, and awaiting,
and waiting.
To hear the glad words he
will say,
some wonderful morning,
full morning, full morning,
on the clouds of great glory, of great glory,
heavenly glory.
He's coming some
wonderful day.
This promise so precious grows sweeter and sweeter to all who will trust and obey. Today and tomorrow, then let us be ready. He's coming in glory someday. And now we are looking
towards heaven.
Yes,
watching and waiting,
and waiting,
and waiting.
To hear the glad words he
will say,
some wonderful morning,
full morning, full morning,
on the clouds
of great glory,
of great glory,
heavenly glory.
He's coming someday.
That was Looking Toward Heaven with Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. Well, next is a vintage piece. This is from 1949. Frankie Lane was one of the most popular singers of that era, and this song was called That Lucky Old Sun. Many people recorded it, but this was the most popular recording. Frankie Lane's voice has an earthy, earthy quality to it that's perfect for this song. And this is one of the first songs I can remember hearing as a child, and I used to sing it, I think, just for fun.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old sun got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Show me that river, take me across, wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, Jimmy, nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Right from the morning through till the evening, nothing but slaving, and all the time I pray.
Weary, so weary. Work like devil for my pay, but that lucky old sun got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. Good Lord above, can't you see I'm pining? Tears are in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, nothing to do but roll around heaven. Oh,
That was That Lucky Old Sun by Frankie Lane. Next is The Blue Train, and it's sung by a trio of the top country female singers of my life, Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton, and Emmylou Harris. What a trio. The blues is an interesting kind of music. It's characterized by two things. One is the chord progression, and I don't think this is a blues song by that definition. Maybe a musician could tell me better. But the other part of the blues is it tends to focus on the dark side of life, the sad side, the depressed side. And one of the things that it takes a while to learn is that we need that dark side as much as we need the bright side. We wouldn't have one without the other. So the blues is an important part of life, and the ability to capture it and convey it allows people to have a full repertoire of experiences. And I think this song does catch that feeling, even though the musical arrangement is not the blues. The feeling, I think, is the blues.
Riding this rundown track, and the lost places from a dream that never brings them back. And the sad truth is, nothing but a cold hard fact. I'm riding the blue.
Be there.
The Blue Train by Linda Ronstadt with Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris. We've all had our blue times, and sometimes it's good to just sort of wallow in it. It fits with the idea that the only way out is through the middle. Sometimes you just have to... one of the songs I enjoy playing on this show is "The Cure for the Pain is the Pain," and sometimes that's true, and this song sort of catches that. Well, next up, and the last song on the show, is "Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight" by the Oak Ridge Boys. I love the Oak Ridge Boys. I love their music and their style and their energy, and this particular song catches a young woman who some children, as they grow up, need to leave. They've got to move on. It doesn't necessarily mean their parents were bad or abusive or anything else. It's just they hit a point in life and they just have to get out and move. For many children in our society, just going to college sort of serves that purpose, or moving to their first job in a different place. So we don't even have to consciously choose to do it. But in other places and in many lives, there comes a point when you can't stay there anymore. And this song, "Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight," I think pretty well says that's the way it was for her. Here she goes.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so broken hearted. She said, "Mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swampland, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. The stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lengthy speeches. There ain't no time for lengthy speeches. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight by the Oak Ridge Boys. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, Emory and Henry College's radio station at Emory, Virginia. And it's our chance, my chance, to play for you songs I love. And occasionally put in a story, a joke, a non-commercial recording, or my own personal perspective, which actually you get quite a bit of. And anything like that I call a wombat. it's kind of my license to say things and do things that might not ordinarily fit a nice, tightly run disc jockey radio show, but I enjoy it. So tonight, I played a couple of songs that are a little different. Sunrise, Sunset is different from a lot of what I play. And that Lucky Old Sun from 1949, those almost qualify as Wombats. Anyway, it's time to ask you to join me in doing what I ask you to join me each week. And that is this. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.